This is the sound of a New England summer night. Used to be, this was, too.
We've lined up the top stars from Hollywood and from all over the world to entertain you in our giant...
At the drive-in movies, intermission sounds like old times. But this year, theaters across the country are focused on a future they may not survive.
With the film companies, they are saying that we need to convert to digital by next year because they will no longer be making film after supposedly September of 2012.
Carla Folkert and her family own the Northfield Drive-In on the state line in Winchester.
So if we want films, especially first-run films, we need to convert. Otherwise, with no film available, we wouldn't be able to show anything.
There are still more than 350 drive-ins showing movies in the United States, 19 in New England. Most of them look pretty much like this. A big clearing in the woods, a wooden movie screen, painted white on the front to reflect the picture, and on the back, green, to blend in with the trees. Instead of hanging a speaker on your car window like you used to, these days you can tune your car radio to the soundtrack, like this summer's Pixar hit, Brave. It's all run out of the projection room. At the Northfield Drive-In, that's a cinder block bunker next to the snack bar, painted bright blue and lined with metal reels of film, previews, and cartoons. Inside, the projectionist is king.
My name's Paul Bader. I started doing this when I was 5 years old. I used to go to work with my father.
When the film projectors are sent into retirement next year, the projectionists will be too.
Well, I've seen different things come and go and put guys out of business. Oh, this is the end of it. Now we're all out of business. No, it hasn't changed over the years. There's always technology knocking somebody off the job.
With no more film, there's no need for a 1940s projector as big and heavy and hot as a wood stove, or for a Paul Bader to fire it up, thread celluloid through the sprockets, and project a movie 200 feet across a drive-in parking lot.
And then you have to put it in there correctly. And I have put it in backwards. Looks kind of funny. Everybody's walking the opposite direction.
Now, instead of 80-pound film reels, movie distributors want to send out their Hollywood hits as digital files to be played through computer servers.
You know, you turn it on, push a couple of buttons, and leave, I guess. They don't need me.
As the show starts tonight, a summer thunderstorm has ripped a panel off the movie screen. The film projectors are roaring, hot and noisy and open to the night air. This is not a high-tech environment.
There's days when the bugs coming in here are terrible. You got them all. June bugs, little potato bugs, mosquitoes, moths. I've been standing there making a changeover, and a bat come right across right in front of me and make you jump because he scares the hell out of you when he goes by. All of a sudden, this flash goes by your eye. Zoop, whoa, there he goes. Hits that light just right, and you can see him. You see him when there's bright scenes on the screen, they fly around up there.
The digital age hasn't made it here yet, but it's on its way. The projection booth will be the first to go.
They're going to have to make this room like you'd be in a dentist office, your doctor's office. It has to be climate controlled, dust free, can't smoke cigarettes in the room. You know, you can't go in and out the door, you got to stay right in here.
Owner Carla Folkert estimates the renovations will cost $60,000. That's on top of up to $70,000 for the new projector itself. Paul Bader says it doesn't look like much.
It's a square box with a hole in it.
Studios pay about $1,500 to print and ship one copy of a movie on film. Doing the same digitally brings the price down to $150, 10%. Movie distributors say the savings make sense. Theater owners say distributors are the only ones to benefit.
They're forcing us to do something that we wouldn't have to do otherwise, a huge expense, and they're only gaining from it. We're not. It's not going to give us a better picture. It's not going to get us much of anything.
They're keeping up with the times, but the way they're doing it, they're taking the small man and putting them right out of business.
There's a lot of small theaters that are really going to be hurt that, you know, don't hold a lot of people and they don't, or they serve a very small community, and there's just no way they can afford, you know, even $60,000, $70,000 to convert. Most of them are single-screen theaters that will go out of business.
The National Association of Theater Owners, a trade group, says between 10 and 20% of theaters nationwide will have to close. The Northfield Drive-In wants to try and stay open. Carla Folkert and her husband have other jobs, and they say they want to keep the drive-in for their kids.
We like to be optimistic and say we'll figure out a way to do this.
I don't know. If you're going to put all that money into this, you'll never see a profit back again. She goes, no, the kids will. Yeah, well.
I am mad.
Labor Day is the end of the season, and the last time Paul Bader will spend a weekend working the drive-in.
Back on vacation again. I'll just go hunting in the woods on the weekend. That's all. Add another 3 days.
He says when he goes, he'll take one of the old projectors with him, use it at home to watch the film reels he's collected over the years.
So I just basically did this in the drive-in, you know, as a pleasure thing, still make some money and have fun while I'm doing it. Better than being cooped up into a room and can't see daylight. At least here I can go in and out. Like when they go digital, I won't be able to go inside and come back out. You gotta stay in there or stay out. I'm gonna stay out.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Valerie Hamilton.